Sheloi Motzinu Shoyol Shual Shemeis Biofa Pir. It's like a Moshe, we didn't find a fox that died from the dirt in his own cage like. In other words, since this is his own wife, so the husband is used to her. So therefore the Ran explained, since he's used to her, it doesn't bother him the fact that she didn't wash herself, or the fact that she didn't put on makeup. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, it could be it's not even considered Dvorm Shebeinor Lebeinor, and therefore the husband cannot be made for the neder. Tazik Mor says, Tanya Kavosed Ravada Barava. I bring your proof to Ravada Barava, that he said that according to Rabbi Yossi, the husband could be made for, that it is considered a neder Beinor Lebeinor. Why? Because it says in the Tesefto that Dvorim Shiesh Bem Inu Nefesh Mefer. Bein Beinoi Lebeinor. Bein Beinoi Lebeinacherim. That's the loch. If the nether has to do with Inu Nefesh, it's painful for herself, then the husband could be made for this nether, and it's Afora, even Acherim also, even though it doesn't pertain to the husband himself, it's Afora Loilam. Or Beinacherim, the Ran says, whether she asked somebody else's Paris on herself. As Inu Nefesh, even though it has nothing to do with the husband, still the husband could be made for his wife's Nedarim. What about Shein Bem Inu Nefesh? Let's say the Neder has nothing to do with Inu Nefesh. Then we say Beinoi LeBeinoi Mefer. If it has to do between her and the husband, then the husband could be made for the Neder. But the Beinoi LeBeinoi Acherim Eina Mefer. But if the Neder has to do with other people, not with the husband, then the husband cannot be Mefer. Ketzad? Where's the case that the husband could be mefer? Omra koinem peris olai. If she says these peris should be yasser on me, is hareze yefer. This is a loch, this is the case that the husband could be mefer. Because this is a poshta case, this is called inu nefesh. If she can't eat fruits, peris elu olai. Peris olai is hareze yefer. What about if she says koinem sheni oise lepiaba? She makes a nede, she won't do any work for her father. Lepiyochicha, she won't do any work for your brother. Lepi avicha, or to your father, or lefi achi, she won't do any work, any give anything to eat to her brother. Vishloyeten teven lifnei behemtecho, or else she makes a neder that she won't put any more straw in front of your animal, or else amayim lifnei bekorcho, she won't put any water in front of your bokor, in front of your cattle. Is ein yochel hofer. These cases, the husband cannot be made for, because it's not called a neder of inu nefesh, and it's not called dvorim beino lebeino. Therefore, the husband cannot be made for such a neder. What about if she says shloi echoil v'shloi efkois v'shloi yashamish mitosi? She says she won't put up eye makeup or regular makeup she won't put on, or else she won't be mishamish, she won't live with the husband. Is aloch or is yefer? In such a case, the husband has a right to be made for the nadorim. Mishum devorim shebeinoi lebeinoi, because these are nadorim between him and her, these bothers him, therefore he has a right to be made for. This is going to be the right, you see, shloi echoil v'shloi efkois, not to put on makeup, is considered nedarim of beino lebeino. So who this goes according to Reb Yossi? Because according to the Tanakama Baal Mishnah, not to put on makeup like is called inu nefesh. And here it says clearly this is called a neder of beino lebeino between him and her. That's why the husband could be made for. So you see, who this goes according to Reb Yossi, that not putting on makeup is not called inu nefesh, is not called pain to herself, but rather it is considered dvorim beino lebeino. So you see, according to Rabbi Yossi, the husband could be made for such nedarim. What about if she says, shlo yetzi lecho mitosecho? She says she's not going to make you a bed. She says to her husband, she makes a neder, she's not going to make his bed anymore. Or else, shlo emzoiv lecho esakois, she won't pour him wine anymore. Or else, shlo erchas lecho ponecho yedecho vraglecho, she makes a neder, she's not going to wash his face, his hands, or his feet. Is ein sorach lehofer, such nedarim, the husband doesn't have to be made for. In other words, since she's mechuyev to do these things to her husband, she's like mechuyev, therefore the husband does not have to be made for such a locha. Like the Ran says, and tzorach l'ofer, k'shem nekayim lo n'hosam afilu v'chnisu le'kam ha'shvokhois, mechayev espochi, l'fi shadvorim halolu mevilu de'kirav hadas. These things your wife is always mechuyev to do for you, no matter how many maids she has. So therefore, since she's mechuyev to do it to you, her neder is not chal. Rebbe Gamliel lo'y me'yofer. Gamliel says, no, still the husband should be made for the neder. And the Ran says, afagav deloy chal nidra, even though really her neder is not chal, afilu hochi tzorach lehofer midrabonin. Still, midrabonin, we told the husband to be made for the neder. Sheloy tikal b'nedorim. He should not be maker with nedorim. There's only an asmachta, because midiraisa, the nether is not chal at all, but still midirabon, and the wheel says there is an inyan to be made for the nether. Shinema, because the pasuk says, lo yachal devaroi, that you should not be, make your words chulin. So therefore, at all times, the husband should be made for the nether. Dovarach, another pshat is, lo yachal devaroi, that we dash in, mikam lechochem sheimata nidriyatzmoi. That a chochem cannot be matir his own nedarim, like we dashed before. Who ain't a moichel? Avlacher moichel loy. So now the more explains. Now what's the raya? Man shaminen diyomer shloy echol v'shloy efkois dvorim shebenol beino heaven. Who is the one that holds that this type of a neder that you can't put on makeup is only considered beinol beino and not ino nefesh? The chur that goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Because the Chachamim of our Mishnah say that that's called a regular neder of Inu Nefesh. And here it's only Mashmit Dvorim Beno Lebeno, that's Rabbi Yosi. Uktoni, and still it says, the Mefer Mishum Dvorim She Beno Lebeno. So it's Mashmit clearly that according to Rabbi Yosi, these Nedorim, the husband could be Mefer, because it's not worse than a neder of Beno Lebeno. So that's a good riot to Rabat, to Rabada Barava. Now the Gemara says, Omamar, we learned before, if the wife makes a neder, she's not going to live with the husband, is Yefer. The husband has a right to be made for that neder, Mishum Dvorim Shebeno Lebeno, because these are Dvorim between him and her, therefore the husband has a right to be made for these Nedorim. And this the Gemara asked the Kasha, Heichidami, how is this neder talking about? How did the wife make such a neder? Elaim, if you want to tell me the Omra that she said, Ha Nos, Tashmishi Olechon, that she made a nisan neder, her hanor, her enjoyment, her body like, is also to a husband. If so, lomali hafara, why does the husband have to be made for the neder altogether? Her meshubedis lay, she's meshubed to live with her husband. So if so, her neder is not chal at all. Sumor says, Ela biomeris, rather she says like this, hanoas tashmishcholai, she's making a nisan neder that the husband's like enjoyment is also to herself. She's making like a husband becomes a korban, becomes kain, and becomes also to her. That's the way. She put the neder of kitzah, the isra, upon the husband, that she can't have enjoyment from the husband. So on here, the svar is, Ukir Rav Kana, like Rav Kana says, the Yomar Rav Kana, Hano is tashmishi olecho, if she makes an isra neder, her hano is also to a husband, koifil misham shosai. The husband has a right to force her, because the neder is not chal. But if she says, Hanoas Tashmish Cholai, but if your wife says rather that the husband's Hanoah is also on her, in other words, that the husband becomes also to her, so then we say Yefer, then the husband has to be made for the Neder. Because otherwise, the Klal is, Shein Machilu Nes Odom Dover Osoloi. Something that's also to the person, we don't let him eat it. See here also, if she makes the Issa Neder that the husband is also to her, so even though she's meshubit, she's supposed to do it, but if she makes the husband asur on her, we don't let her live with the husband. So therefore, in this case, the husband has to be made for the neder. Another Gemara says, Man Tana Ho de Tanya. Who's the Tana? Who's the Tana? Who learned like this braisa? That says what? That Dvorim Hamutorim, V'yacherim Noog Behem Iser, is the Ator Rishoy Linoog Behem Heter, Kedei Levatlon, Bishum Shinem Aliyachad Vori. If you have something that really is mutim midiraisa, but other people are machmir, ve'acherim nogu b'misa, the machmir. So now, iyatur ishur linog b'm heter, you're not allowed to stand, be noy heter in front of them, k'dei levatlam, like to stop what they're doing. Since l'maisa, then noy gadover isur, you have to be noy gis, like they're doing it. And we dash in the posik, the nesmacht at least, mishum shenem alayacha devaroi. And the Brisa says, Dovracha, another Peshatra, the Bach says, Nechlos, the girl says right away, but our Gerser is, Dovracha, lo yachal devaroi, is mikan la Talmud Chochom, shein meifa nidri yatzmai. We had before, that's another drosha from this passage. Lo yachal devaroi, you need somebody else to be meichal, but not you yourself. But I call upon him, who's the Tana, this Brisa that says, that if the noyigabem heter, if it's a dover that's mutter, but people are noigabem iser, you're not supposed to be mavatlan in front of them. So Gemara says, Mani Rabbi Gamliel hi, it goes according to Rabbi Gamliel. Like before, Rabbi Gamliel is the one that says that if she made the neder, even though she's meshubah to her husband, So really the neder is not chal. Still, midrabbanan though with dashin is possible yachol devaroi that the husband should be made for the neder. In other words, since the midrash it's mutter, but she's like noiga bem iser. Therefore, you're not supposed to stand be mevatlit, but rather tell them to make hafara. So that's like Rabbi Gamliel says before. Now the Gemara says, boy minei rova mirav Nachman. Rova asked a question from Rav Nachman. Tashmish hamita l'rabbanan inu nefeshu oy dvorim shebeino lebeino. What is considered tashmish hamita? That if a husband, if a wife makes nisa neder not to live with a husband, according to the Rabbanan shita of our Mishnah, is that called inu nefesh, that the husband has a right to be made for it, loylam? Or else, oy dvorim shebeino lebeino, it's only called dvorim beino lebeino. Let the Ran says, nafkamina is, ben liyatzmoy ben lacherim, if it could be made for it, even lacherim also. So that's the shayla. If your wife makes a neder, she can't have tashma shamita, is that considered inu nefesh to herself, that's called painful for herself? Or maybe no, it's only called dvorim shebeino lebeino. Since the Gemara says, omale yantzit back to nisu. We learned like this. We had a Mishnah, we have a Mishnah later. So she says, if the wife says a lashon of a neder like this, she says she's taken away from Yehudim, which means to say, she's answering the enjoyment of Yehudim on her, that she can't live with any men. With a husband, so then the halacha